one last win for Democrats. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Against unspeakable odds, here we stand together. Thank you, Georgia.
Senator Raphael Warnock reelected, beating Republican Herschel Walker, who urged his supporters to keep fighting.
Because this is much bigger. This is much bigger than Herschel Walker.
Fox Business Network's Connell McShane's in Atlanta.
You know, this city and its surrounding suburbs really came out in a big way for Senator Warnock. The key to his victory, he won Fulton County by 53 points. That was 4 points better than his margin last month. You look at the numbers overall in this race, one of the things that really stands out, there was big turnout around the state for a runoff. I mean, the total number of voters was almost as many as what we saw in the general election.
The win gives Democrats a more powerful 51-49 Senate majority in the next Congress. Walker is another Trump-backed Republican who lost. And the former president also lost in court again. His company, the Trump Organization, convicted in New York on 17 charges, including tax fraud and falsifying records.
Trump Organization attorneys and the former president himself in a statement both say the company committed no crime. They say it was about Alan Weisselberg and the Trump CFO's personal fraud. They will appeal.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. Last night might be the last dark night for tens of thousands of people in Moore County, North Carolina. Duke Energy expects today to restore power, cut off in Saturday's attack on substations. The FBI's helping police search for who did it. You know what today is? A war anniversary.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
It was President Roosevelt, after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii that led the U.S. into World War II. More than 2,000 service members and civilians were killed. A handful of survivors will be at a remembrance today. America's listening to Fox.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot has decided to make criminal referrals to the Justice Department. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson has not said yet who they will recommend face charges. Police who responded that day are being honored.
23 months after rioters attacked and ransacked the U.S. Capitol, police officers who defended the building and the lawmakers inside were honored with congressional gold medals.
Your valor on that dark day is the stuff of legend.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and congressional leaders from both parties honored hundreds of police officers who responded to the January 6th riot. Four medals will be displayed at U.S. Capitol Police Headquarters, the headquarters of D.C. Metro Police, the U.S. Capitol, and the Smithsonian. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The family of Officer Brian Sicknick, who was injured in the riot then died the next day of what were called natural causes, refused to shake hands with Republican leaders. Amid the criminal and civil and congressional investigations into FTX, the cryptocurrency exchange that went bankrupt, Republican Congressman Madison Cawthorn, who will soon be out of office after losing a primary, has been fined by the House Ethics Committee over his own crypto issues.
The committee fined Cawthorn roughly $15,000 after it found evidence the 27-year-old lawmaker broke House rules by promoting a cryptocurrency that could have benefited him financially. The seven-month investigation found that Cawthorn purchased $150,000 in Let's Go Brandon coin in late 2021 and then promoted the coin and encouraged others to invest in it, even as its value plummeted, and then sold it a month later. The investigators, however, did not find sufficient evidence of insider trading. He's been ordered to donate the $15,000 fine to a charity by the end of the year. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down, but only modestly, after two big sell-offs. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.